Rabbi Moronam, Rabbanam, Rabbi Isai. We come together to hear the Rei Hesped, and Adam Godo, Sar HaTeira, the Mir Rosh Yeshiva, Zecher Tzadik B'Kadosh Lebracha. We have here in our city Talmidim that learned by Mir, who lost their Rebbe. But it's just not just Talmidim that have come together to hear Divrei Hesped, but every Ben Torah, every Yid, is magish the chesaron, is magish the loss, that we lost an Adam Gadol b'Torah, a person who was lon b'umkei shel halacha kol yemei chayav. Ben Yaina, he talks about the inyan of Kavanat Torah, he talks about the chiyav. So he says, "Ki yisayid b'nefesh ha'adam, ha'atoy v'ha'ikar, v'ha'feyeles, v'ha'yikar asher bay." We talk about the godless by a person, and all of the goodness that shayich by a person. What is the godless that a person feels, that a person has? Avodas Hashem yizbarach v'yirasay v'tayrasay. As it says in the Pasuk, Ki zeh kol ha'adam. What else do we have if not the fact that we're Isaac in Torah and mitzvahs? Rabbeinu Yonah goes weiter and he says, Haloi hadova yedua, ki ein ha'avodim is kayemes bilti al yedei loimdei ha'teira asher yego bom yoimam v'layla. This is a dova yedua, that the avoda that we go through, the tog teglich avoda vasayid, tut, goes through every single day. The ikar is based on the fact, and it's niskayim, al yidei loim dei ha-teira, asher yego bo yoimam v'layla. And the mela, we have a yid, that not only was a godel b'teira, not only was maimed talmidim for many, many years here in America, but was a person, Taka, that gave himself over, belave and nefesh, for limud ha-teira and habotas ha-teira. So avada, it's the covet that everyone, every ben teira should come here to hear this divrei hesped to this Adam Gadol. I think that befrat, everybody is margish v'zmanenu, the need that we have of an Adam Gadol b'teira. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara says, Kishacholel Rabbi Eliezer. When Rabbi Eliezer was sick, it was the last couple of days or hours in the life of Rabbi Eliezer. Nichnesu arba zekenim levakrei. The four zekenim came to be mevakachela, the Rebbe, Rabbi Eliezer, and each one said something else to Rabbi Eliezer. Then of Rav Tarfin va'omar, Toivatol Yisrael mitipa shal kshamim. The Gadol b'Teira, he is better than a tipa shal kshamim. Shal tipa shal kshamim ba'ilam hazeh, v'rebi ba'ilam hazeh, ba'ilam haba. The fact that the Rebbe is a tzairich for ilam haba, so that l'chayr is the chadava pashit. That's not the chiddush of the Gemara. But the fact that the Rebbe is the tzairich for ilam hazeh, the fact that the hatzlocha that we have in Olam Hazeh is b'schus, the loim dei Torah, the marbitz Torah, the gadol b'Torah, so that's what Rav Tarfin was being mechadish. And every one of the Tanoim that came before Rebbe Eliezer, so each one said the same hargosha. Vos v'zayim et unzer lebin in Olam Hazeh, nishnor b'Olam Habo, aber vos v'zayim et unzer lebin in Olam Hazeh, Klal Yisrael finds itself in such a difficult matziv in our city, matziv in every city, matziv in Eretz Yisrael, and we understand and we know that it's the G'dayli Torah that amarzik us and give us a kiyum. So in avad and avad at such a time, we feel such a loss. We have with us this evening two chasheva talmidim of the Rosh Yeshiva. We'll hear first Divrei Hesped from Rav Shlaiva Klein,
the Rav in Beis HaKnesses, Or HaChaim, and then afterwards we'll hear Divrei Hespit from the Rosh Yeshiva for the Yeshiva Darkei Torah, Rav Shlomo Avigdal Tuski.
As we came together to hear Divrei Hespit for the Sara Torah. But if I could suggest, we hear also for something much more than that. The Pusuk says in Meluchim, when the Pusik describes the Estalkus of Eliyahu Anuvi, went up the Su'ura Hashemayim, it says here that Eliyahu asked from Elisha, his close Talmud, Eliyahu Anuvi asked of his close Talmud Elisha, Ma esoloch b'terem alukach me'imoch, what do you want from me, what do you ask of me before I leave you? It says in the Pusik, Vayomer Elisha v'hinu pishnayim b'richacho alai. Elisha asks that he wants to be zoiche to twice the level of Neviyah, twice double the amount of Riach HaKodesh of Eliyahu HaNuvi. And Eliyahu HaNuvi answered him that on one condition, Im tira oisi lukach me'itach, if you'll be able to see me being taken away from you, if you'll see me going up to Shemayim, then yihiloch kain taka, you'll be zoiche to that request that you asked. And v'chein hava taka, Elisha roye, but in the same Perek, there's also a whole Isaac with 50 Chamishim B'nai Neviim, 50 people on the Madraig of Neviyah. We don't have an idea what a Nuvi means. That we see from the Psikim here that as soon as Eliyahu HaNuvi left this world, these Neviim, they lost their Neviyah. They became just regular people. They lost the Madraig of Neviyah. Shtait in Drushas Haran, Amor de Gezach. The 50 B'nai Neviim, the Neviim, they received their power, the koyach of Neviyah, through Eliyahu HaNuvi. The source of the Neviyah was Eliyahu HaNuvi. And the Ran goes on to say that it's not just then, it's always, whenever we have, whichever Madraiga of Rachnius Hayid has, with Fashtait Zechut Yegiyah, the Hashpua of that Madraiga goes through the Gedoyla Hador of that door, and they are through them, Bam Tsuisam, the B'nai Doiram Anishpa with the Mahashpuas Rachnias. So when Eliyahu HaNuvi was Nistalik, their source of Neviyah was Nistalik. That's why they lost their Neviyah. What happened to Elisha? Elisha was Zeroya because he was Zeroya as Rabbi, because he saw, because if we see the Gedoyla Hador leaving, being taken away from us, if we recognize what the Gudel Hador means to us, if we are Mizboinen and we're Maspetake and we're Mekoinen and we feel that Uvi Uvi Rechav Yisrael LePerushav, then we see from this Psikim that not only don't we lose this, the Hashpuz that we will receive through the Gedoyl Hador, but also we could be Zoiche to Pishnai Mirichachos HaGavaldige Hashpuz. There's a Gemur in Shabbos, the Gemara says, "Kolam es atzul b'haspeida shel Talmud Chochem, ruy lekoyver b'chayav." He should be buried alive, as the Gemara. The Gemara brings a pusik. Gemara brings a pusik by Yeshia when Yeshia was in when they were koyver Yeshia. I guess they didn't. They weren't mishtatev in the haspid the way they're supposed to. And it says there, the v'yigbri oiso. It says a litzvoin har guash melamet shirugish halayim ahar lekoyvron. Zukta once by a Hesped, Rabbi Aaron Kotel Zitzal, was said on a Udom Gudli, he said Pshat, was Psaza, Oynish, for not being properly Maspid at Udom Gudl. So Zukta Azoi, that a Hesped for Udom Gudl is a Mamed of Kabbalah Satoyah. And the Cheshm is because it says, the Gemur Zukta, Talmud Chochem Shemei Sahako Kreva, Akuriv the Chayorish. The Gemara says that by a Levi of a Talmud Chochem, it should be the six Shishim Riboy. The Gemara says because Kinesinusa, Kach Netilusa, just like by Nesinus HaTorah, by Matan Torah, there were 600,000 people. By Netilus, when the Rebbein Shalom takes away a Torah, takes away a Sar HaTorah, it should be the 600,000 people. It's Pashas we learn, it's a Hekish, a Makash Havai Leitzia, Kinesinusa, Kach Netilusa. Rebbein learns Pshat. That by Anatilas Talmud Chochem, when the Rebbein Shalom takes away a Talmud Chochem, the Rebbein Shalom gives over the Torah of this Talmud Chochem, the Madregas, the Hasugas of this Talmud Chochem to his Yarshim, to his Kravim, and Talmud Chochem Shemes Akal Kravim. So it's a Mamad of Kabbalah HaTorah, so it has to be the 600,000 people, just like by Kabbalah HaTorah 3,000 years ago. And Mamela Kalamis Atzl Bahaspaidish of Talmud Chochem, just like by the Kabbalah HaTorah that we just learned last week's Parsha. The Rebbein Shalom was Kufa Alayim Harki Gigas, and the Rebbein Shalom said, if you're not Mekabel the Torah, it's going to be Hashem Tehayke V'raschem. So too by a Kabbalah HaTorah that we have, B'shas, a Hesped of a Talmud Chochem, if we are Mis'atzel B'Hespeidah Shal Talmud Chochem, we've a patched opportunity to be Gzoichet HaKabbalah HaTorah, to Yarshan the Pishnayim Merichoy, then Rachmon Letzlan is really Lekorah V'chayev, the Har Goash, the Kufa Alayim Harki Gigas Rachmon Letzlan comes down. So Mamela Shteitzach, we came here tonight to be maspid, but we're trying to take be oimid a little bit, to be roya oisa lukach, we're trying to understand who this good lahador was. He's locked in his little corner over there most of this time. In order to understand Taka, to feel how he was the Uvi Rechav Yisrael, the Perushav. And through that hopefully we'll be in this oira Taka to maybe share in the Yerisha of his gewaldige koiches, gewaldige hasugas, in amailis b'toyre, in yigiyis ha-toyre, in avunis ha-toyre, in simchas ha-toyre, and hopefully Taka will be able to come out with a psakabulis ha-toyre. There's many things that I was there for 3 years in yeshiva, I learned in the shir, but there's so much was already said and so much was already printed, and probably we'll hear much more, still more to come. And what I saw and what I read is much more amazing stories than what I have. So I just want to point out, I don't have too much more to add, I'm just going to bring out 2 points that made a very strong impression on me, and hopefully we'll be in the Seder. Number one is what I think is a very unique koyach that he had was taka to be a uvi and a rechav yisrael and a perushav at the same time. He was a good lador. He was a ga'ana ga'oinim. We were able to see when he was oisig tzacharim getanet with the other yeshivas, with the other gedoy lador that came to visit him, to speak to him with him and learning. Tzachkven the aisha toir over there, the rischa the reise. Geworfen, Schassen, Paskim, the Toysussen, Rajbis, Ktsossen, Ribkiweigers, a Welt, his Kenyan in Teure was Mamish Ein Lashar, Seidel Oymig and Seidel Reuchef. And the Chiddush was, but usually a good Lador in that caliber, usually a young Bucher, doesn't just go over to speak, to try to understand the Psafush, the Toysus. We didn't have that feel. We felt that uvi, that we're going over to our father to ask Abshat Natoisvis, and with his varmkeit, and with his smile, and with that sparkle in his eyes, he's explaining and going over and making sure that the Bukhatak understands. And he didn't let him go until the Taki, I'll push the Toisvis sometimes, I'll push the Bukhar. And then a minute later, it's gekocht, it's given, Arechav Yisrael, the Perushav. Be able to juggle those 2 things at the same time was mamash gewaldige chiddush. There's a Talmud of the Rish Yeshiva, Chushev Balabus in the city, Reb Avrum Feingold, told me an amazing story that he had a chaver. Rechmon Litzlan, his father was nifter at a young age. His chaver, his father, was nifter at a young age and left Almuna with a couple of yisoimim at home. And the mother asked the bucher and yeshiva, the talmud, to come home to take care of take care of it. There's no panusa at home. So the bucha came over to the yeshiva and asked him, what should he do? His mother tells him he can't take care of the assignment. What should he do? Yeshiva was also mentioned, losing a Talmud. I mean, he says it was a fine bucha, but it wasn't. Didn't look like he's going to become the future of a kivayeg or dafke. She was also mentioned, asked him, if I could get you $50,000, would it keep you here in yeshiva a little bit longer? He said, L'chayre, yeah, but how's the yeshiva going to get $50,000? So he said, well, I'll take out a mortgage on my house. Whatever I could do to keep you a little bit longer in the learning. The chiddush of this story, it's many chiddushim, kama hilchos gevurot kelamigma from this story, but that's the second point that I want to bring out, is the chashivas that he had to Torah. It's known, you hear that a lot, that the chashivas that he had to avert of Torah, not only his Torah, the Torah of a young bocher, anyways, eventually maybe going to go out, anyways, there's not going to be a brayer l'chayre, but Anocha blad gemura, anocha ver toira. It's worth more than kol hinda alma. Everything else is nothing compared to a vart of toira. Masad, there's many stories bringing out this point of his ahavas atoira, his chashiva, is not just the chashivas he had to toira, but how everything else was mamish nothing compared to the toira. But I think the yeshiva in his own words brought it out the best. It's once on a Friday parsha shiur. He said, "Yes, Takasha." The David HaMelech says, "Toivli Torah spicha ma'alfe zeu v'chesef." Chiddush of David HaMelech, "Toivli Torah spicha ma'alfe zeu v'chesef." Correct? As I imagine, someone comes over to you and it tells you that the whole entire United States, with the buildings, with the factories, with the cars and the trucks, with the money, with the diamonds, with everything there is, trillions and trillions of dollars of value. All that together is better than a cup of ice cream. What is he saying, Bechlal? It's Bechlal not a competition. Torah compared to Alfa Zov Chesav. What is Alfa Zov Chesav? Hevel Avulim is Alfa Zov Chesav? He put it even together with Benishima Achas, with Avart of Torah, with Tavli Torah Aspichu. I'm able to say it over, but Master, he not only meant it, he really lived that way. You just have to go walk into his house and to see how Zohar v'Chesef didn't have any value b'chlal. But it was the answer that he gave that L'chayr is describing the best. He said, you know what a Yid could do with Alfa Zohar v'Chesef? You have an idea how much Tzedukah v'Chesef a Yid could do with Alfa Zohar v'Chesef? How many Almunas and Yisoymim and Yisoymis you can marry off and B'nai Torah, Urim and B'nai Torah you can support, and Achzukas HaTorah, and keep up Kolodim, with Yeshivas, with Moses HaTorah. Alfa Zohar v'Chesav, if handled in the right way, by a Yid that knows how to handle Alfa Zohar v'Chesav, could bring a person to Moiridige, Gewaldige, Hoiche, Madreiges. Mamish, ke elevate a Yid to Madreiges, Gevoyes, Vatzimim, Ad Me'oit. What David HaMelech says, Tzablat Gemurah Kimtesish. No matter what Alfa Zohar v'Chesav could bring a Yid, but a blat gemura, it's a Torah, it's a Tovli Torah Spichel, it doesn't reach. And that was the Rosh Yeshiva, it's not just the word of the Rosh Yeshiva. That Taka described what the Rosh Yeshiva was. Let me just be Messiah with this. There's a Bakantis Tira. But the Gemurah Rosh Yeshuna says, Kusha Shekula Misa Sadikim Kisraifis by Salakhaim. Says by the Gabbat Sam Gedalia that Misa Sadikim is equal to the Charm by Samigdash. And the Kasha is that Chazal say in other places there's a Medrash, there's a Yerushalmi, that Chazal say they learn from a Pusik in Yeshaya, when the Pusik talks about Va'ov the Chachmus Chachum, of the Pusik talks about Misa Sadikim. And the Pusik uses their allusion of Haflu v'feila v'hiflu Hashem. Haflu v'feila says a double allusion of Haflu v'feila. In the Gabbai Chorim by Samigdash, it says only one time v'hiflu Hashem es makoyis chuzug the medrash zug chazal that kusha misa sadikim, kusha silikan shel sadikim, keflayim misraifes by Salakainis. Twice as bad, twice as harsh of Klal Yisrael than Sraifes by Salakainis, Sraifes by Samigdash. Here it says Shekula, here it says it's Kaflayim, what's the pshat? Shouldn't many mefarshim that in the Gemurah Rosh Hashanah it talks about Misa Sadikim. And the Gemara and the Medrash talks about Silukan Shel Tzadikim. It's a very big difference. Misa Tzadikim means Taka the Tzadik, the good Lador is not here with us, but we try to become like him. We try to go with his example. We try to follow Bedruchav. That's Taka terrible that we don't have the good Lador to look up to. It's Kisreif is by Samigdash Mamish. But if it's Silukan Shel Tzadikim, if the attitude is that that used to be, this is something that they don't make those types of Gedoy Lador anymore. It's something that it's very nice to hear about, but that has nothing to do with me. That's a Silukan Shel Tzadikim. It's Bechlal not here. That we're not continuing on with the Riach of the Tzadik. That Hargusha, that's Kusha Kaflayim Mitzrayf is by Samigdash. If we, the Talmidim, everybody Torah, will be able to keep the image of the Rosh Yeshiva Zichrono Livracha, whenever we face our little nisyonos, our tirdas that usually takes us away from a seder, takes us away from a kviyasut in the Torah, takes our mind a little bit away from being in Gansen, immersed in Torah, to being Gansen focused in the Blat Gemurah. And we have taka our teritzim, our tirdas, things that take us our problems and our troubles, and we'll think about the Rosh Yeshiva, just the last few years, what he went through, how much Surah Sariris the seed went through. But I know I wasn't so close. I was just in Yeshiva for a few years, and those few years he had his Rebbetzin was in the hospital for a complete year, and he went taka every night and spent with her, sat there on the chair there in the hospital room. And then he came the next day, just like nothing happened. He didn't see anything on his face. He himself had several times many health issues. He had two children that were nifter b'chayav. He had an einikul that was nifter. B'chalal, other tirdas, even good tirdas. There's thousands of talmidim with simchas, with chasanas, and other asifas, with conventions, with all these other tirdas. There's many, many tirdas that was thrown to his way, and that we're not talking about the tirdas from before, the going through Shanghai, going through the war, going through the years before that, the Urimkeit, and whatever tzura, whatever tirda he had, not only it didn't stop him, not only it didn't slow him, but we were able to see that it doesn't even put a dent on his asmuda, on his amkus, on his yigiyah, on his complete commitment to the Seder. The Seder was mamish yerek val yaver, coming 5 minutes later, the Seder was mamish unquestionable. There wasn't such thing. I have a chaver taka that was, after he left yeshiva, he became a fundraiser. And he wanted to help out a little bit, that kuris atoyv, so he asked the yeshiva to meet, so a great soisha that is interested to help, he wants to meet the yeshiva. The middle Seder is a shluva sereden, that's a chibud rayin developed. In middle Seder there's no, nothing. And if we'll be able to take that example, and it will help us to try a little bit harder, when we sit by the Gemurah, to be completely focused on the Gemurah, completely focused into the Sugya, then that will be our part, that this tremendous loss that Klal Yisrael suffered a few weeks ago, the Chorban Bais HaMikdash that we went through, shouldn't become a Silikon Shel Tzadikim, shouldn't become something Kaflayim, and hopefully that will be Taka's chis for us to feel Taka as a kurv to the Rosh Yeshiva, to be able to yashin Taka from his gewaldige madreiges, his gewaldige hasugas, his gewaldige chayshigen lernen, and we should be able Taka to grow in this kabulas haTorah. So we should be able Taka together to fulfill the gewaldige chulal, the gewaldige gap in kvod shemaim that was created. And Shibizoicha Bikurev to the Ge'ilah Shalayim Bevias Mashiach Sotkaini Bemehri Bemehri Amen.
Shiva, groß, gesund sein. Ach ja, Gottel mimenu, so gesund sein. Kala kala chashuv hazeh, man rabbanon. Emerson, Dover Goldel, also Los Angeles, a yeshiva to have a hesped. I go in with tzaddik ma'ev rabbi yeshiva zatzal. Avada be'emerson, the tzura, the image that the chashuv maspid said before, is what we'd want to have in front of us. Yeshiva Zatzal was in a different planet, in a different wavelength in a way, where our Asmode ends, his Asmode began, our Messias for Torah ends, his Messias began. But Afal Pikein, even in our small way, any raid that we speak about him, anything that we could be in a Seirah, is going to give us, mamish, a new lean on life. A different mamish, a different attitude towards taking away from Seder, to chashiva satira, to yegiya and taira. Because really what we have to know also is, yeshiva wasn't born that way. Yeshiva had kaharvit. Yeshiva was a bentayru, harvin and learning from Jungweison. He became what he became because he put his kaychus into it. And that's something that we can all do. Each one in everyone's way. There were many maisim said over from the Levaya on. The one that I had the most chizik from was something that Rabosha Kalmanovitz or Gesundsein said. He was telling that one time he saw a gewaldic chesed by the yeshiva. But I saw something else, not just a chesed. I saw a chizik. The story was that it was a psanalti yid and a vardika who had gone to visit in the hospital of Rabosha Kalmanovitz. And he said he doesn't know how much longer he'll be able to live. He doesn't know how much kaychus he has. This is what the yid said. The only way they'll be able to live a few years, if Shmuel Birnbaum comes to visit him. He didn't know what it meant, but the next time he went to Yeshiva in the house, he said to him, I met this yid in the hospital, and this is what he told me. I was again trying, put on his coat, let's go. He said he didn't mean it. Didn't mean to matriach the yeshiva. He asked to go to the hospital, to Maimonides over there. No, he's going. And Sataka Galungan, he was machazikim. Afterwards, the Basha asked the yeshiva, my kuli hai, what was that about? Why did you have to go be matriach? He said, no, you don't understand. When I came to yeshiva, he was an elder rebacha. And I came in, he was sitting learning with a geshmak. And I heard his kol Torah. And I was enthused. And I got a cheshek. And from dort to the song gefangen. And in mail I have gewaldika akoros atoiv to this altar yid. And I thought I went myself to be mechazikim. Vashteitzach, you hear from here akoros atoiv and you hear chesed. The yeshiva began because he had a hisiris. He was a regular bacha. He saw what Torah is. He saw how geshmak Torah could be, and it's a charein geworfen in ganzen kol kuloi mitzayin ala koiches. And he became what he became. And that's something that we could all do. We could all be in the seira and go and drachim of Shmuel Birnbaum zechayin levracha in that case. Chas v'sholem, le'aleinu, a nifta is nifta. So, we say Kaddish. Skadal v'yiskadal shumei rabba. Why do we say Kaddish? Zogin say, because every yid has a certain amount of Kiddush Hashem that he could or he should, has the ability to bring in the world. And then multiply the yid. When the yid is nifta, that koyach of Kiddush Hashem is missing from the world. So we have to be memala de cholo. Memela is a chayv of kaddish, of yiskadal v'yiskadal shumei rabba. However, Abayisai, it's not only a chizik that we have to get, it's an achrayis. And we are being mishtatif with Klal Yisrael, certainly the Olam HaTorah and Chutz Laaretz, in North America. What a halal the Reshiva left. Yiskadal v'yiskadash, we have to bring the Kiddush Hashem Shemayim of the Haram Askar and HaTorah, the void that he left. It's the achrayis of all B'nai Torah, all Mekirei HaTorah, to be mishtatif together, to fill that halal. And that'll talk be the kapara of Misa Sadikim, like we heard before. People were affected all over, whether they had a shaykhus to yeshiva, to mir yeshiva or not. They felt epis by the levaya when he was nifta, something is missing. I have a Talmud, was working already, never learned to mir yeshiva. Anyways, he used to have a kviyas with me. He stopped the kviyas. It didn't work out with the schedules. It didn't live so close. It's Fanumen. Calls me up after the Ptira. Rebbe, I have to come to make a Seder. So I guess what's his? Shulbimbam was Nifta. Nobody wanted. He didn't have a Shaychus. He heard that Spedim by phone, because they were on the telephone. You were able to get them. It wasn't by the Levaya. He heard that Spedim on phone. It's not Shaykh, such Torah is missing. And he started coming again, Taka, and Akumt. He made the Kviyas again. Mamish no Shaykhis. Everyone felt that something is missing. And we have an Achrayis. We have an Achrayis. It's Gadol v'Yiskada, Shemei Rabba. But together we could do it, collectively, each one. If we could sum up, Taka, what the Reshiva represented for the door, Befrat in the last years, that although the Dalet Amos, he branched out a little bit. He didn't branch out talking at the conventions and dinners, no, not to that. But wherever he could, he went to say a shir. He was in Los Angeles last year, and he made a gewaldik eroshim. And he did it bedavka, small olam, big olam, didn't make a difference to him. Vud, the gekenta, the gezakt ashir. He went to Mizmachazik. And he was a legend in his time to the Yeshiva. The stories were there before also. Everyone knew there's something different about this Yeshiva, who doesn't leave his Gemara for anything. Yeshiva Avgol said before, we're here to forkavod HaTorah, to mechabed HaTorah. The Yeshiva was kavod HaTorah. Wherever he went, people just were electrified. They didn't know what hit them. What was the rischa, the ice and the shir, and the tumult afterwards? Whether it is all his physical koiches going into his learning, whether the fact that nothing else came out of his mouth except Divrei Torah. But wherever he went, somehow the cover of that Torah was lifted. And that's our achrayis, taka, to fill the void of cover that Torah. At the end of Saita, Mishnah says, "Mishemezer megamliel azokein, potel kavod HaTorah." What was missing after megamliel azokein was nifta? So Rashi says that the Gemara Megillah says, "Ad shemez hu hayibriyas ba'olam v'lahoyu lemeidin Torah ela meumot." They used to learn Torah standing. Mishemezer megamliel, that stopped. Yorat choyli lo'olam v'hutzuchu l'ilmad Torah miyushav. After Gamaliel's times, they sat down when they learned. They didn't stand anymore. Is there a chiyuv to learn when you're standing? There's a chiyuv to learn Torah when you're standing? Not a chiyuv to learn Torah, but that's not a chiyuv amida b'davka. Or does it cover that Torah? The Chazanish, Zechayin Levracha, used to stand by the Kiddush of the Sidra of Avolat Zion. So they asked him if there's a halacha there, they have to stand by Kiddush of the Sidra. No, not such halacha. Oh, but we come and sit in, I'm a sock Kiddush of the Sidra. That's what Chazanish said. But we come and sit in, now you sit. There was a cover that Torah before Megam Liel. We come and sit in, I'm a long Torah. They had a halacha. Cover that Torah means to be Meir, to be Machshav, what Torah is. to live a life of kol chatzachol yishvuba, but Torah meant to yeshiva, just saying it. I was once sitting, second Seder, speaking to him, the Eilim Yistachaz Hashir part of second Seder, and we spent a long time. There was a hesped in a shul nearby for an Adam Gadol. So the Shaila was, Mashkiach came over, Zechayin Levracha, the Eilim should go to the hesped. Yeshiva looked around, and the Eilim was learning. He said, the Eilim lounged! The Eilim lounged! I was sitting there, the words never left me. The Eilim lounged! What Shaya, the Eilim lounged! The Eilim lounged! So he meant to say that they wouldn't have gone otherwise. The Yeshiva could have the honest paid them, but some, there was a shul nearby, maybe I'll cover it as the shul. Maybe Mashgiach Paskin to go, and the Yeshiva listened. Mashgiach Paskin to go, and the Yeshiva listened. Oh, but the Eilim lounged! The Eilim lounged! His chashivas for learning. There was nothing else. The story is about us not leaving Seder, you do a mefursim. Abba, ad kidei kach. Ruchem Olshin, Shlita, said after the Ptira, the Chumash in Lakewood, say he's a mechutin. So he said, Maisa, that there was a chasna that had to be made in the Enikol, and he was a mechutin. So they wanted to make it in Lakewood. Shul Ben Mam Zayda, he has to come on time. He has to leave early from Seder. So he asked why they're making it in Lakewood. So he was told because it's a lot cheaper, that's why. It's less expensive. On the spot, he wrote out a check for $5,000. He said, this will make the difference. And Yerucha Molshin ate it. What's meant when the Yeshiva did when he traveled? Was his gegangen weg von Seder? He said he traveled many times at Nogaland. He didn't do anything else. I heard the end of the story of Los Angeles and my brother's all gesund sein. At Nishiva, I heard from Basher Birnbaum the beginning of the story. He traveled with him. Shiva was sick of it when he came last year. He didn't know what was wrong with him. He didn't know how far extent of it was. He never traveled in first class. Always economy. But this time he said there's nothing to make the trip. He can't make it through the trip. But what did he do the whole trip? Sat with the Gemara Bava Basa and learned the Shveris the sugis of Shibudim. Sitting in an airplane, Mishlofda Bissel, relax a little bit. It wasn't shy. The plane started to shake. Namalant Nishganug, he said. He started to learn Starka. That's what he said. That's on Starka. From the first times he went out to fundraise, I remember I was in Yeshiva. And there was a gevir in Toronto, must have been a big gevir. He went special to see him. Ah, and the Eilim already knew already. He's just going to make the plane, Mr. Tomer, because he's not going to leave before Shia. A kachoy. Didn't leave before the end of Shia. And he just made the plane, and he just made it, and he just made it. The Eilim knew already, that's what it's going to be. Vice Taisi was Mansliach also, so go long. No, it's doch good. The person feels good. Able to talk to Shaf money for Yeshiva. He was Zaka and Advin. Must have been an Advin that understood Torah. Toronto to give for Mary Yeshiva in Brooklyn. Oy, did the Yeshiva come back agitated? Not shy. The next day he said his shmooze is the Thursday Chumashir. They said the shmooze. Kishosim. He said he felt he was stepping on Shas the whole time. The Chagatrot and not Shas. He met a Yid, a Gvir Taka, a Baal Kishvin. Matzliach in his business. Oh, doch, you can't learn it. Doch, you can't mayans. I'm Bishas. He could have learned Shas Be'ilun. The whole time he said he felt he's stepping on Shas. Nothing else had a meaning to him. Taka Nadvin. Oh, but Lemaisa, you could have learned Shas Be'ilun. That's covered by Torah. He can men sitzen by Torah. Pasha to have haroch of what Torah is. This is a machayev, Rabbi Yisai. That's a bemis and a machayev. That's our Osiris. When the Bisol Salanta was nifta, the Alter von Kelim said that the Oilim should be very makfid in Ben Adam Mechaveri from now on. Because who is the based in Shalmaila? Who's the based in, who sits on the base in Shalmaila? The tzaddikim from the door that were nifta. From that door recently, weil sie verstanden, sie können verstehen die Dor, sie haben verstanden, they lived with that generation, and they can understand the generation. So, der Alte von Kellum teint it, der Bissrol was so makbid and benadol mechaveroi, he's on the base in Shalmaila now, we better be careful, he said, benadol mechaveroi, Bissrol sitzt auf Ben Shalmaila. Rabboi sei, Reb Shmuel Birnbaum sitzt auf dem Beis in Shalmaila. Und Reb Shmuel Birnbaum hat doch gemohnt, Chashivos HaTeira. He was Mechabed the Teira. He said, there's nothing that comes before Seder. He didn't close the Gemara unless it was a Tzoruch, Tzoruch Godol. Whenever we make a Cheshbon now, whether or not to take off from a learning, to skip a Shir, if something important, miss a Seder, I'm all medaf. Oh, but the cheshbon has to be made. How Shmuel Birnbaum would make the cheshbon? We have an achrayus now, poshut. Says this stuff in Beis Shomayla, Shmuel Birnbaum, that we had a shaychus with, that we saw that he was known in the generation. Whatever someone saw or didn't see, but yadua meforsim and being nisparsim. This is the halal. That we should have a chiyuv to be memale. The Mishnah says over there, another kavod haTorah. Shteit euch in Mishnah, mishemeisa bi'akiva, bottle kavod haTorah. Akiva was much later in Gamliel HaZokin. Was it there, kavod haTorah? Yedorten zogt Rashi hazoi. Kiva given andere zach. Bottle kavod haTorah. Shohoyo noisein liboy, Lidrash kol koitz v'koitz shall kol ois. Rabbi Akiva ha'yadoyresh kol tagu tag. Every single letter in the Sefer Torah, every single piece of a letter, tilum tilum shall alochis, mamish piles of alochis. This was the koyach of Rabbi Akiva that Moshe Rabbeinu said that Torah should be given through Rabbi Akiva, that he has such a koyach to be moitzi so many chedushim from every corner of the Torah. The Kol Shekein Tevis Yisevis, Vohisis Yisevis, Goin Basa Ubasa Nidoresh, for sure, when there's mamish an extra letter of Yakiv over there, Maroches Binyonim, Mesichta Shleimus, he learned out from there. So Rashi is Messiah, for it is Rashi. V'zeu Kovet Torah Godol, Shein Bodova Levatola. This is the covered gobble in Torah. She'ein bodovel of atola. Covered at Torah is also not only the mitzvah of Esek at Torah, but to know what's licked in Torah. Ha'yedoyrish kol ois v'oist. To be machshiv Torah for what it is, la'om kol aroch, but to understand v'ful licked in Torah. To know how much amelis you have to put in to get to the bottom of Torah. That's covered at Torah. Yeshiva Zatzal was known, especially now in the last years, he was able to say many shiurim. I heard in Los Angeles, he said in Yeshiva Shir and Bava Basa and the Koyel is El Neshech and went to the Chasna and said in Chumash and Rashi. He said, Mamish, different in Yonim, I heard him also the last years in parlor meetings for the Yeshiva, different things. So I'm the Vesugis and Gansen. The Emma says, even in Yeshiva, it was always that way. Besides the regular Shia, he said the Shia Kloli during the week. And Friday he said the Chabura. And that wasn't on the daf, it was off the daf. He always had what to say. He usually started with Rabbi Chanon, Zahreba, and he branched off, and every Chakiva had another Chakiva. He always had what to say. But not only that. For 5 years, I never heard him repeat anything in Chumash. And he said every week in Chumash. He said, Kesein on Chumash. Mamish, he built Ma'arochus. He built Ma'arochus on Chumash and Rashi. Every Rashi by him was a Oilo Mola. He learned out so many things from it. Egan Ishtels, he had like Gvaldike Kashis, and like all of a sudden the Rashi, like, it made no sense, so many Kashis. And he brought out his point, Gvaldik. And the Friyadika Parashis, he said, I didn't remember it myself. Shiva Bayos of Bendazol Gesundsein reminded me of this word he used to say, Shoma Tavdus Ulikim Alahara Zeh. So Rashi says, the Schus HaTeira from Kabbalah HaTeira take effect. Kabbalah HaTeira, that's so many Schusim, Leshinu, Leshinu, Leshinu. It says a Chazal that had many Schusim. So the Shiva said, Abba, Zechusim Lach is not enough. Zechusim Lach is not a zechus to be Yetzim in Mitzrayim Memta Shari Tuma. Abba Teira, Abba the zechus a Teira, does daf a moitzi sein from Mitzrayim. If there wouldn't have been a Leishinu, there wouldn't have been Shayach to Teira. Abba the Ika gewen the Teira. Daddy was moitzi from a Rashi, from Shomba Tavdan, he was moitzi also, sein ganzer Mahus hat a moitzi gewen from der Rashi, Shomba Tavdan Lekim, Abba the Ika the zechus a Teira. He was able to say so many shurim and so many different things because it didn't make a difference if it was a sugya in a mesichta that the yeshivas learned and a mesichta the yeshivas don't learn and a gadda to gemara chumash and rashi and bava basra. There's a sugya cheskas habatim and again machor shalei b'fonov which has the halachas of shmiras haloshin hapeit losa. He said shiurim on shmiras haloshin the chofetz chayim and also geboid ganzen and marochas and the lomdis from the Be'er Mayim Chaim there in the Chofetz Chaim, not as a licht in the Be'er Mayim Chaim, it's licht. But who was the one to take out from the Lomdus and Be'er Mayim Chaim from Shmiras HaLoshen? Does it cover that Torah? That there was nothing in Torah by him that went out without being Derish. Yeshiva didn't know what it meant not to learn the Eel. Surface learning didn't wasn't learning. So Nishgalan Pashit. He didn't know what it meant. But not what we call Iyun, opening up Svarim, learning slow, not Medav Gedat. Iyun meaning, Medav Ashtein was Malant. Hayadoyvish called Ois Va'ois in the Gemara. He didn't use Svarim too much. Kadata Pneshua, Bikivega. His second Seder, he hardly saw a Sefer. It was a Gemara, not so long ago. I went into him in his house, Maitzi Shabbos, standing in a sweater, next to a heater to heat himself. Ponov Mamish Kamala Halikim Tzvakas, and he was staring intently at a Gemara that they were learning in Yeshiva. Just the Gemara, staring intently, didn't hear a sound from him, staring at the Gemara Ashitaisis, hearing Shir Mistoma, till he noticed me, took a while. Pasha the Gemara Alein, to understand that Madaf Zachmaimig Zain in Ataisvis, in Ashtikal Gemara. And to use out our koiches that we should be able to be moitzi svaris, that are melech that he put into Torah, that's a pashut cover that Torah, and that's how you become a godel b'Torah. I say vax menos. The Emerson, it wasn't only his Torah that he was machshiv. Rabbi Akiva shteidach in the Gemara Menachos. Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara in Yevamos, the Maisel from Sfira, Rabbi Akiva had a yeshiva, thousands of Talmidim, a Maisel called Talmid Rabbi Akiva, by Pesach La'atzeres, Shlei Noagu Kovet Zelazeh, So I heard from my Shver Zechoyin Levrocha, Manchul Yeshiva, the Nogu Kovet Zelazeh was a Taina on Talmid Rabbi Akiva Bedafka. Was it the Kovet that they didn't do for each other? And Mashal says over there in Yevamos, ain't Kovet Alatar? Pshat is, the Chaveir, meaning the Talmid of Rabbi Akiva, weren't Machsh of each other's Torah enough. Hashit. Was the Chavusa Zogt? A Svara from another Bacher? A Chabura that somebody is saying? Lord, no, go cover. The Mashal for Zayis, Shteitach Kihi Chayecho. Torah is Chayim, so there had to be nostalgic from the world. That's what happened to Talmid Rabbi Akiva. There had to be nostalgic from the world. Favosu does given a tain of Talmid Rabbi Akiva ad kedei kach, because they saw Rabbi Akiva Yedovish kol Ois Vais. They saw that Rabbi Akiva was machshiv every word in Torah. He was machshiv what every Talmud said in Torah. And Mamela, they should have learned from him. They were Talmid Rabbi Akiva. Shiva Zatzal not only spent the time with the young Bochum, he was interested in Taka. Wherever he went and he said his shir, Elam knew he wanted Lebedik, was already in Lelnin. Taka wanted to hear. He wanted a handle, he wanted to hear, Svaris. Older, younger, it didn't make a difference to him. He would sit down with young Bochum and be Mefalpan and learning. Had Kalois Kachaisov. In the last few weeks before he was only coming to Shiva to say Shia, before he was Nifta. that I heard also in the Beis HaOvel. Getting in out of the car, out of the car, he saw a bocher. The kasha must make effect for you. He only had enough koiches to say the shir. The kasha must make effect for you, and he went to speak to him in learning. So it didn't make a difference to him. It didn't make a difference to him who it was. A svara, no chasvara. Does it cover that Torah to be machshiv every word of Torah? This is something our boy said that we could come to. Together we have to be ma'al this halal. To be machshiv, the time we spend in learning, not to take it off unless it's mamish, mamish muchach, with the standards of Reb Shmuel Birnbaum, to measure it in that kenei amida. At the horva in learning, to know that in every piece of learning, whether it's Gemara or Chumash or Tanakh or whatever it is, or halacha, that is gewaldike amkus and rachvus, to know that it's there and to be able to be moitzi from it. To use our full 100% cup, b'shas learning, in order to be moitzi chidushim, that's what he was about. This is covered that Torah. The emison is not only an achrayas, it's not only a chizik we have to have. The truth is, the Seif Yomav, he taught us something else. Really, the whole Leben was like that. It was more noticed at the end. Und das ist euch in Bemisen, Rabbi Akiva. Steht doch kachi dake shal teure. Pasu melech teichal. Shiva didn't have a chashivas for Gashmias. It was known for Elam Hazza, didn't have a chashivas. He said over not long ago, he said over, about Rabbi Chanan, that one Shabbos at Rabbi Chanan's Rebbetzin was nifta, so he had a lady who used to cook for him. She gave him an orange, or shudas, an orange. So we said, orange, give me an orange. It was a tangerine, I don't remember. So she said that, Maisa was, Rabbi Chanan says, what's it does? He didn't know what orange is. Orange, Chashuva Michael. Kids, she told him, covered Shabbos. So Shiva says, Rabbi Chanan said, no, two esters. She also even covered Shabbos, he told the lady, why after you eat it? Shiva said, by Bukhana, the orange was very gashmi. So she then gash was more than usually had. When he said that, Chalen gezakt, he didn't have mamish haracha for the gashmi's mamish meant nothing to him. The emes is that he had a certain precious later in life, but for chumis he had stopped eating meat for a while. And the Pella Otzim, Nochem was in the spoil when he heard this. He stopped eating meat for a while, already a few years before he had his first heart attack. The Maya said that heart attack, I was in yeshiva then, that heart attack, and I learned with his son then, the one that was Nifta Chaim, Olav Shalom. That heart attack a regular person, Pitar HaTeva, wouldn't have survived. The doctor said one thing that was a mile in him was that he hadn't been eating fatty foods. And the mele, those chveis, however it works, those particles were not in the heart. It's nishgaleg enough in hearts. He says, he's not eating the meat the last few years of them get out of it. Nochem heard that he was in the spoil. Hashem and mitzvah le'edei da dovaro. Those of them get out of it. Didn't have arocha for gashmi as b'chol. He was mekayin kachi dako shel teyer. His house was hefka. His bed was hefka. People, all kinds of people used to come into the house. It wasn't shayach. He used to come in, he had 8 o'clock walking around, it was like mamash a tumble, and nothing disturbed him. Who was the happiest person alive until a few weeks ago? Which gevir, which millionaire, which mechubed in the world? Who had the biggest smile, the biggest sparkle talk in the eyes? Who had the most geschmack from Leben? If not Reb Shmuel Birnbaum. Anybody that saw him saw what Simchas HaChaim is. He had the most geschmack in life. And nothing got him down. Nothing took away the smile. Nothing took him down away from his matziv. For years already, verloren takke zwei Kinder. A blabo all of Asholem, the oldest son. He was a gobel batera. He was a boki b'shas when he was a bocher in yeshiva. I used to ask him a lot. I knew. And Chaim Shloimel of Asholem. I learned with him for a seder for a year. The yeshiva made a shidduch. Bachal, Amdin. He loved to learn stiplers. He was a Baki in style. Knew all the yeshiva shetayr. Shulbim, I'm a lot of know from him. Zwei Kinder verloren. Zwei Kinder. he walked around sad. No. A gewaldige simcha sachayim. But this last kufa, although it was hard to watch, Talmidim especially, Shiva was always the semel of Briyas HaGuf, of Starkheit, of Gesund, and Lamaisa, he was schwach physically. And he had Yisurim Neroyim, Mamish Yisurim Neroyim. This was how you misarkin besor masveka shal barzel. Or does the gewand the soifen rebbe Akiva given, or you misarkin besor masveka shal barzel, his Yisurim was Neroyim. Aber es nifte be'echot, like Rabbi Akiva. His dveikus and Torah carried him to the extent that didn't have effect. Torah, shiurim, he said to the last moment. The last shiur he said from his bed, 2 weeks before his p'tira about. And when he finished the shiur, he said, chendik the shiur for tzvei time. First of all, he said, he didn't have what to say, this is the shiur. And second of all, chashanish ken kaychas, and he asked the elims on the spalil zayin that he should have more kaychas. Mamish, the last shiur was from his bed. And that was with his last kaychas. The story that the Basha Birnbaum said by the Levi, I asked him later to be Mavar for me, it was hard for me to understand then. He had a treatment, Loyalenu, where the Basha had to put prongs into his head for the radiation, Rachmona Litzlan. Not Shaykh. And then, afterwards, first they have to figure out where to put the radiation, then they have to make the radiation. And in between, he heard Shaila and learning, Loch Hashem Tzvi Chalakufa, and in a Meschavan, it's the same thing, but it's not the same thing, it's a whole Lomdish Achillik. The doctor was a Benter, and he wanted to know the Chilik, he was talking to his son, Asher Birnbaum. Asher Birnbaum heard, they said, oh, I bazoi, I wanted to be Mazum, the Chilik from Asher Birnbaum, and the doctor could not understand how it's a humanly possible person to go through these things and get involved in learning. And when he finished the treatment, he got, it's the Fashtest, and he went over the Chilik again. Adichtucha Shal Nefesh Mamish. Das a schwache boile maze, was nifta be echot. Lo yev raboy sai. Yed ein es ol mayrich yom ve shonim zayn, and we should all be zoyche to a life of kol tuv. We should be zoyche to make many simchas in mitzvah shem, and not to see any tzoris rachmona litzlan, all of us. But everyone knows that life has its ups and downs. Small nisyanis, big nisyanis, a headache, a stomach ache, or other tzar. Someone else is doing better than me. Habich abissal yivida, abissal agmas nevesh, and other things in life. And life brings all kinds of things. No shaila. What keeps a person going? We saw it. Mim gezen amoifis endor. We saw Shmuel Birnbaum in our generation. That a person could be Ashvecha Ba'ilo Mazeh, have the most Simchas Achayim from all the people in the world. When he has Gevaldike Tzar and Yisurim that could bring anybody else down. Nobody should have any Tzar and Yisurim. Abel Amaisa. Torah, we learned that Torah carries you. Torah gives you Simcha no Matzovim. The Torah never leaves you. The Torah takes you with. And besef he was nifta mamish be'echod. This is already Madregis. Madregis. He was not afraid of Misa. He prepared himself properly and he said, Vosa de chilik, de zelu begemara do, de zelu begemara dart. To him, Olam Haza was Torah, and Olam Haba was Torah. He said, zelu begemara do, dart. He had no fears in life. His whole life was Gemara. Und Gemara hat ihm geführt in Elam Haza und er eingenommen Poshet in Elam Haba. Mosa Yagiu Maisai Le Maisai Avoisai. Dr. Kotzke Yagiu Onwirin Chach to touch. If we could have a Sairus, Yagiu Maisai Le Maisai Avoisai, to come away with an Achrayis Taka V'Chashiva Satayah Smoda Satayah Taka V'Chashivas in the Torah. To be maimik in Torah, to use 100% of our koiches, 60 minutes of an hour when we learn. And to realize that the glick, das is the simcha. Nitzeshver, faker, das is the simcha sachayim. To realize it's going to carry us through life into Olam Haba. that this is what it's all about. And with this we can be free, and we can mamish have the best life possible, to be the most fortunate people, somebody that knows what Teva is, in whatever he is in life, but he knows when it comes to the Gemara, he throws himself in. That's the sweetness of life. If we could live such a life, what an enjoyable, happy life we could all have. Ebrizol Helfen, Azol Verna, Grois Aromas Keren HaTeira, Kila Kedosha de Los Angeles, Yeshiva Gedola de Los Angeles, Zorav Verna, Grois Aromas Keren HaTeira in the world, and the Ebrizol Helptak, it should be Misa Sadikim Kapora from this Iris, from the Petir of the Shears itself.